Ruined Tits for Breakfast. Tits! On 104.7 Triple M.
That is just brilliant vintage Walker.
Because that's where the Rangers gonna be.
It's Tex Walker, Crows captain.
Distinctive homes, perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Oh, they are top of the ladder at the moment. Tex, good morning.
Good morning, Dits.
Gee, it's been a good... We haven't seen you for a couple of weeks. On fire.
Yeah, I haven't had good holidays.
Very good, thank you.
What did you get up to?
Yeah, not much. Slept and watched The Mighty Power.
Is it cold up in the hills
at
the moment?
Oh, yeah, it's fresh. Yeah, fresh. You cuddle up a bit, yeah, for sure.
No, it's good. You have big arms to cuddle.
Ah, very funny. Now,
you don't get cold when you pole dance, do you?
No,
you
don't.
Yeah, come on. Yes. What the hell is going on?
That was,
do you want to tell the story?
I've just seen this. The lovely Ellie's put this on, what is it, Facebook or Instagram or one of those things.
Yeah,
Tex pole dancing. What's this all about?
I went to a fringe show and I got stitched up.
You were the fringe show.
Yeah, well, yeah, not bad on the pole, was I? Dancing.
That's what happens when you spend most of your off season at the Crazy Horse.
Well, I got
get a few ideas.
I got called up on the stage and I had to have a dance off with this. Lady.
Yes.
And I tried to get off stage and not have to do it, but had to get back up and do it. So I thought I'd...
You look like you knew what you were doing a bit, too.
Some good moves.
Yeah.
You could have injured yourself.
You'll leave it there. Righto.
You could have injured yourself doing that.
I could have, but I actually nearly slipped off when I swung around. Ellie's started playing a bit of war.
You might have to get it back.
So you have to, retaliate.
Yeah.
Ellie, if you're listening, he plays dirty.
Because I saw another picture of you getting a facial as well.
It's amazing what happens when it's your birthday, how many photos come out. And
So birthday yesterday.
Your skin looks just, it's glowing, Tex, at the moment.
It is glowing, isn't it? Right.
So you're born on Anzac Day.
Good work.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. A bit of detective work there.
Yeah, I'm born on Anzac Day and 27 years ago.
Right.
So 27, play your best 27. Footy around then, I reckon, Tex.
We'll see how we go.
You're moving a bit better this year. You're moving good at the moment. A few little tricks weaving around people and lacing them out. Some people saying you're the best kick of anyone for a long, long time over 6'4".
Wow.
That's a big stat, isn't it?
That's a big...
Best field kick.
Considering most of them can't kick. It's rough and bloody
some,
awkward.
So I'm not really up against too
it's
many.
It's not that elite, though.
No. Oh, come on.
There's some good... I reckon Buddy Franklin's one of the best field kicks.
He's probably a good shot on goal, more so.
I reckon his field kicking the past, especially since the grand final, especially and this year, I reckon his inside 50 kicks, one of the best.
They haven't had too many, zip and five. Sydney, you couldn't have predicted that, could you?
No, you couldn't.
I picked them to make the granny this year.
Did you?
Got that one wrong.
Good judge.
A few stubbies that night.
Well, I thought Sydney were going to improve with some of their kids. I didn't predict what was going on. I certainly didn't predict Richmond to be 5-0.
Footy's a funny game, isn't it?
It is. It is.
But it's going to be a good test this Sunday against Richmond, 5-0. I think they're second or third, Geelong second.
Geelong. Can I ask you a general question about, we've talked about umpiring from round one because of the changes they've made. I really reckon it's settled down over the last couple of weekends. Would you agree? I think the deliberate thing and whatever. I think
that's
a better statement coming from you. Oh, I think they have. But they've relaxed it, let's be fair. They're not paying the ones that they were.
It takes a month, doesn't it, to work out the interpretations.
I think the deliberate ones, they've relaxed a little bit. And I also think they're not playing, holding the ball as much. They're letting the game flow on.
I don't like that.
And there's times...
If it's there, you have to pay. You have to reward the tackler. Yeah. If someone drops the ball or incorrectly disposes the ball, you need to reward the bloke who tackles. Don't pay it if it's not there or if you're in doubt.
I think sometimes they can get caught up in probably... calling it when it's not there.
But don't call if it's not there.
I'd rather them let it go and miss three or four throughout the game than blow the whistle and say, right, I'm holding the ball when it potentially wasn't.
But then it gets controversial when they do pay one. That's when the crowd gets angry because they think, hang on, you let the other ones go.
Well, I used to umpire when I was a little kid and you can get caught up in the crowd. You can.
Really? In other words, you did.
No,
that's what you're saying.
I was professional and I stuck to my job at hand and I played the situation as it panned out.
What did you get paid to do a game of umpiring to Broken Hill? Can of Coke and a pasty?
I got $15 for boundary. $20 for boundary, and then I found out goals were $15. So I thought, I'm not running a full game. I'm going to stand the goal.
Take five less and just wave a couple of flags.
Yeah. Smart.
Yeah, right, okay. Text, a couple of big burning footy questions for you. Mid-season draft has come up many, many times, right? A lot of people talk about this. Now, Melbourne, you know their situation right now with Max Gawn's gone down. Their next ruckman has gone down. Good young fella whose name escapes me at the moment.
Jake Spencer.
Should they be allowed to go out and find a ruckman from another club during the season? Maybe even out of the SRNFL or the Waffle?
Oh, I don't reckon you should be able to do it from club to club. Potentially go back to the SRNFL or country.
What about someone else's rookie list?
No.
Give a lad a go. Give a lad an opportunity.
No.
Why not?
Good list management.
I think you've had time to plan as a footy club.
Yep.
For situations like this.
Okay.
Potentially not this bad, have two ruckmen go down, but I think clubs should be more planned.
Otherwise right. You'd never have a third ruckman on your list, would you? You'd take it conservatively. That's what list management's all about. That's why you have a list of that size to plan for injuries.
Okay.
I don't want our game to become like an NBA or NFL where you can start trading mid-season. Because I think our game is very unique and that's why our fans love it.
All right. No, good good answer. And you're right. I'd hate to go down the American system path. I don't like it. Another question. Hamstring injuries at the moment. Roo and I talked about this earlier. Port Adelaide's Darren Burgess has come out and talked about the reduction in rotations perhaps having a big effect on player injury at the moment.
Yeah, it's interesting because we've had a couple and I think our boys from the weekend have pulled up okay. They'll find out 100% today. Exacts.
When is the main training session?
Not till Thursday. Until tomorrow. So the boys, Tails and Knight, will find out. But we've had a few that they've put on the list, like Kyle Cherney, Brad Crouch, but they've had past history. And once you've had a hamstring, you're four times more likely to redo it.
Big stats.
Through our GPS units and feedback that we get, our intensity and high intensity running has gone up nearly 10% this year. So the game's getting quicker. And then obviously rotations, when you get fatigued.
Is that just you, the Adelaide Crows, playing that style of footy, or is that the competition, across the competition?
I reckon if you looked across the competition, most teams are starting to try to play a little bit more quicker and fast attacking footy. So I reckon most of the teams would be in that situation.
Game's too long, Dits. I keep saying this. They should reduce the length of the game. It's ridiculous. It goes over 120 minutes.
Well, maybe that'll be looked at by the experts. Tex, I think you're going to thrash Richmond this week. I really do. I think you're playing great footy. But you're kicking big scores, another huge score at the weekend. Some experts are saying you're letting in two bigger scores as well.
Yeah, we've spoken about that the last probably 3 or 4 weeks. That ideally, we'd like to keep teams under a little bit what they're kicking. So if we can keep maintaining our attack and reduce what oppositions are kicking, then that'll help us out enormously.
If Talia and Knight don't play, who's next in line to come in? Who's been playing well at SNFL level?
Well, the one that springs to mind is probably JJ will potentially come
Josh
back
Jenkins.
In.
Yeah, if he straight
gets
through, in.
If he gets, yeah, I'd be pretty confident to bring JJ back in. And
that'd be a vote of confidence coming back from a rib. He's been out for 3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah, I'd bring him back in. I think he's matured into a consistent footballer that he knows his body, and if he puts his hand up, then I'd be 100% behind him.
You wouldn't
him.
Just play Otten down back and do the ruck work?
From down back, nah. I'd play
Otto. Did that a couple of weeks ago.
I'd play Otto back, but I wouldn't play him back ruck.
That's what he did 2 weeks ago.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
He played forward, did he? He played forward. You're right, Tex. I apologise. I should never doubt you. Sorry,
hang on. Was that a Fonzie moment? Sorry, Josh Jenkins had 3 weeks off.
3 weeks.
Imagine if he was injured. How many weeks would he have had?
He was injured, did.
I've
been on holidays. I haven't caught up with the news.
Yeah.
What did you do on your holidays? Just
nothing. Nothing. Correct.
That's good. That's what good holidays are about.
That's right. Very refreshed. I'm jumping out of my skin. Now, Tex, can you leave us with a dad joke?
Yeah. Why was the Irish whiskey triple malted?
Why?
To be sure.
Oh, very good. Right,
Tex.
Big Tex. Hey, good luck against the Tigers this week, Tex.
Thanks, Dits. I hope you're
playing good footy. And yourself, seriously, you're in great nick. You must be feeling good.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good at the moment. Boys are giving me a good look at it. So
I haven't spoken to you since the other week. A couple of nice dummies that you sold on Adelaide A against Essendon. I love those.
You like them?
Yeah, very clever. Clever.
Thanks, Dits.
As Bruce would say, Tex, thanks to Distinctive Homes, perfect for your lifestyle, our house, your home.